20 years can bury the past, but not the memories. Tonight, at a quiet dinner table in the heart of the city, old ghosts resurface for Mr. Stone, known to some as Bulldog. An invitation, a friend, and an offer to face the place he thought he'd left behind. But when you've fought and survived the unimaginable, sometimes going back is the only way forward.
You know, Stone, I've got to say, this place does a hell of a steak. You sure you're not hungry? I mean, you've barely touched yours. You've been quiet all night. Hell, even quieter than usual. What's eating at you? Stone? You're not even enjoying the food. And I know how much you like a good steak.
Just a lot on my mind, I guess.
A lot on your mind? It's funny. You look more like a man who's trying to avoid something.
It's nothing.
Nothing? Come on, Stone. We've known each other long enough for me to tell when something's off.
Just spit it out, Joe. What's this about?
GNR has an assignment for you. We're coming up on that 20th anniversary of the bug incident. On that planet. Thought it'd be fitting if you were the one to go back and cover it.
You know what you're asking me to do.
I do. Look, Stone, I wouldn't ask if I didn't think it might be good for you. There's something about putting old ghosts to rest. It's time you stop running from that day.
You've never stopped running, Joe. What makes you think I want to do any different?
That's why I recruited you. Remember? You were lost back then. You had what? 200 credits to your name? Didn't even have enough to cover your hotel bill that night. But it wasn't the credits or the hotel, Stone. That wasn't what caught my attention. You walked in like a man who had nothing left. But still, there was something there when we talked. You had this fire, this fight, burning under all that wreckage. I saw a man who wasn't done, not by a long shot. You didn't know it then, but you were still ready to take on the world. I need someone like that. Someone who could survive. Hell, still keep moving forward. You had this instinct. You could adapt, fight back even when everything else was falling apart. That's what I saw in you. And that's why I brought you into GNR. Because I knew you weren't finished yet.
I'm not doing this for you, Joe. I'm not even sure if I'd be doing it at all.
I know. You do it for them.
Captain, we're surrounded. We need to fall back. These things aren't like the others. They're adapting. Hold the line. Everyone, hold the...
Excuse me, sir. Are you finished with your plate?
Yeah, take it.
Old memories? Hard to shake, huh?
Something like that.
Well, that's why I'm letting you know about it. You've got about 2 weeks to let me know if you want the assignment. For now, let's go to this baseball game you've dragged me to.
Yeah, okay.
Approaching planetary orbit. Shuttle departure in T-minus 10 minutes. Proceed to your designated shuttle.
Has it really been 20 years? Feels like yesterday.
Hi, this is your captain speaking. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Welcome back, sir. Been a while since you visited the planet, hasn't it?
Yeah, a long time.
I heard about the anniversary. People say it's a pretty big deal, especially around here. Must have been something what you and the others went through.
Yeah, something like that.
The automaton threat is growing. Our liberation efforts on planets like Penta, Chortbay, and Menkent remain ongoing. And if you haven't reported to one of these fronts yet, what are you waiting for? Every Helldiver is needed. Now, here's an update on the big picture. SE Command has just issued a new major order, and it's a heavy one. Our mission is now...
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Astroview Hotel. We've prepared your room as requested. Everything is set for your stay. Shall I have the bellboy assist with your luggage and equipment?
That works. Thanks.
Are you heading here for business or for pleasure, sir?
Business. GNR, this is Stone. Equipment set. I'm checking in.
Roger that, Stone. We're receiving you loud and clear. All systems operational?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'll give another call in tomorrow. Until then, Bulldog out.
Excuse me, sir. Are you the Bulldog?
That's what they call me.
Wow, the real Bulldog! Not in a million years would I have...
Any good bars around here?
If you're looking to relax after your travels, there's a place nearby I'd recommend. They call it Steel Horizon. Bit of a legend around here, you know. Old-fashioned drinks, good company. Rugged, but cozy. It's just a few blocks north of here.
Steel Horizon? Huh. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's a bit of a staple around here, especially with off-duty soldiers. A lot of stories about what went down before the war, if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, I might have been there before.
If you need anything else, just give me a call, sir.
We'll all be damned if it isn't Bulldog himself.
Didn't think you'd still be here, Sergeant.
Oh, yeah. After I retired, I came back to this planet in search of something. But what I found was our favorite bar for sale.
Guess you can't outrun everything. Is that an ironwood?
Hell yeah! Only the best for the best. How's it been going? And more importantly, what's the famous Bulldog of GNR-107 doing here?
Hey, old man. We'd like some drinks.
Is that the hero we've heard about?
Didn't you used to be in the service? What happened? You got scared and quit.
You've got until I finish loading this to get out.
A little harsh, don't you think? And isn't that it?
It's just rubber bullets. Won't kill him. But a few broken ribs might make him think twice. Also, this isn't the first time they've started acting stupid.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Bulldog? The Bulldog?
Yeah, that's what they call me.
We've heard so many stories about you. The way you held off those bugs, everyone talks about it.
Can you tell us about Halloween? The week. What really happened?
You've heard the stories. What more do you want to know?
We've only heard bits and pieces. Third-hand stories. We want to hear it from you.
Well, now that you put it like that, no.
Cheers. Hey, kids! I'll take a stab at it. I mean, I was also there.
Really, I'd like...
We'd really like that.
Thank you.
Next time on the Halloween Offensive, Bulldog revisits the days leading up to the terrifying discovery of the moment that changed everything.
Hold the line. Everyone, hold the...
In credits, the show couldn't have been done without the following cast: Mr. Stone, Bulldog, played by Umbriel. Supporting cast was Driver, First Sergeant, Busboy, voiced by Brady Flanagan, Bellboy, Loud Guy 2, Loud Guy 1, voiced by Matt Ruckstar, one-off characters, Joe Turner, Soldier 1, voiced by Grant Peavyhouse, GNR Operator, Soldier 2, voiced by Ashley Peavyhouse, Soldier 3, voiced by Dwarven Don, Receptionist, voiced by Cat. Special thanks to Brady Flanagan for assisting me in finding great voice actors. And thanks to all of you for watching. Have a scary Halloween.
Next time on Halloween Offensive, we return to the field, to the mission that changed everything, to the beginning of a love that could never be, and to the day Lieutenant Stone earned his name, Bulldog. These empty fields, they call my name. In whispered tones, they speak of shame. Ghosts in the dust, they linger here. Stories of courage lost to fear. The echoes fade, but
this show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.